Help the Crowd Shout Radio Show grow and thrive by doing something you already do. Shop on Amazon. Amazon always has great deals for whatever you are looking for. From survivalists and riot gear to Beanie Babies. Next time you're going to shop at Amazon, use my link. The prices stay the same, but I get credit for the sale. Just go to tinyurl.com/LouisB and just shop normally, knowing that you're helping support the Crotch Shot Radio Show. That's tinyurl.com/LouisB.
Warning. Warning. This show contains mature content. Listener discretion is advised.
Are you ready to get your mind blown?
One angry New York City Puerto Rican decided to start a radio show. Determined to piss the world off by shoving a mirror in front of society's face. He kicked them in the balls.
What are you? Who are you?
This is the Crotch Shot Radio Show. Crotch Shot Radio Show.
This is not a test. This is a broadcast transmission.
We're going to stay on the air.
And now, the Weepy.
Welcome to the Crotch Shot Radio Show, where we kick the issues in the balls. We are on an active war against bullshit. We would do anything and everything to expose bullshit. The ends sometimes justify the means. So if you're angry and want the truth exposed, then strap in and prepare to be shocked. This is Smash Mouth Talk. If you can't accept that, then fuck off. I'm your host, Louis B. I takes no bullshit from nobody. I actually expose the bullshit of society and chop it up into easy-to-digest chunks for you. Today won't be any different. Today, I am honored to have Brian Waddell. He is the Libertarian candidate for Manhattan, for the presidency of Manhattan, the Manhattan Borough presidency. And I just messed that up, didn't I? Yes, I did. Brian, how you doing? It's great to have you on. You are actually my third Libertarian candidate that I've had on the show.
Awesome.
Last week I had Kevin Bulkind. I mean Devin Bulkind.
Yeah, Devin Bulkind. Yeah.
And I've had. Oh, sorry.
No, it's okay. I was just listening to a little bit of Devin's interview. We're going to make things a little less nerdy tonight. That's the main goal.
Oh, no. I mean, I had Larry. Actually, no, you're my fourth, because I had Larry Sharp and Alex.
Oh, he doesn't count yet.
And Alex Merced.
Yeah, Larry doesn't count yet. He's next year.
So, yeah, no, but, okay, well, you're my fourth Libertarian.
Who's Larry Sharp anyway? I don't know who that is.
I don't know. Some guy.
Who's this guy?
Some guy. So anyways, it's great to have you on because, I mean, you, when I was reading about you, you have a very, very interesting platform for, you know, you're my borough. Well, you're my borough. You're running. The first question I want to ask you is what is a borough president and what does it do?
So, the borough president effectively can recommend certain things for land use and zoning, and can also appoint a lot of people to community boards and some other functional bureaucracies. And that is legitimately it. Those are all of their stated duties in the city charter. And that means that, you know, why are we paying six figures just for the person? For recommendation power, you know, I can walk up to people and make recommendations. They don't pay me anything to do that. So the idea of having these five offices throughout the city that take up $25 million worth of our city budget is absolutely ridiculous. There's zero reason for it, and it needs to stop.
So I mean, but doesn't can a city council do that?
That's the thing. Is all of the local areas have community boards feed into a borough board, right? And so these borough boards also make recommendations on land use, zoning, that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And the borough president currently sits as the chair of the borough board. And there's no reason for, you know, any kind of board to not be able to elect its own chair. This is just basic boardroom stuff. If you elect your own chair on the board.
Mm-hmm.
And there's legitimately zero use for this position. And I debated the sitting Manhattan borough president, and she essentially was describing herself as a state-paid lobbyist. In fairness, all lobbyists are paid by the state, or taxpayers, but, you know, taxpayer-paid lobbyist. And this is absolutely ridiculous. You know, she's lobbying to keep people in certain places or move people different places and gerrymander different things here and there. And that's legitimately her job, is to be a lobbyist for whichever special interest she chooses. And that's just wrong. My plan gets rid of the position, flattens everything out so that actually you can go into your community board and be a step closer to that decision-making process than you are now.
All right. So how would that save $20 million?
So we cut the actual office of the borough president. So we get rid of the two drivers at least that each of these borough presidents have. We get rid of all their spending budget, right? Their operational budget, and we keep an office of grants and land use, which would cover the actual functions that the office does currently. So we're not losing anything that's being done currently. We're just getting rid of complete waste and bloat. So we're getting rid of the 20-some people in each office that don't need to be there. We're keeping the 6 or 7 in each office that do something on a day-to-day basis, be above and beyond just bringing people to the table and discussing, you know, how we can make things work. Because last time I checked, any group of people can come together and figure out how things can work.
But don't we need someone that is going to start these boards? Like who will be in charge of setting up the boards to begin with, the community boards?
So community boards, part of them are appointed by the city council currently.
Mm-hmm.
So we would just make it so that the rest of those community boards are appointed by the city council. And another thing the sitting borough president brought up was training. We have to train these community board members on a lot of things. We have to make sure that, you know, there's continuity. Well, last time I checked, outgoing or remaining community board people can train the people who are coming in that are new. There's absolutely no reason that can't happen that way. So essentially the main argument for keeping the borough presidency is, well, this is how we do it now.
Mm.
So last time I checked, status quo is not necessarily the best idea. If you've been doing it for a long time, you need to try to find another way, to do it. So it's one of those things that, you know, we need, this is really an idea whose time has come. I mean, Bloomberg talked about getting the borough presidency. Pretty much every libertarian borough president candidate has talked about it and, you know, pushed for it. It needs to happen.
So would you say that the borough presidency is redundant?
Yeah, it's a completely unnecessary position. It makes recommendations where other people also make recommendations, and it makes appointments where other people can make those appointments. So it's legitimately a complete waste of a level of government.
Yeah. I mean, it just really sounds like either city council could be doing that job, or even the mayor. That should be part of their responsibilities too, ultimately.
I mean, a real concern, and I understand the concern, is that, you know, like she said, you have a mayor from Brooklyn. You know, he's not going to be looking out necessarily for the goals of Manhattan. Well, Manhattan needs to look out for its own goals. The people of Manhattan were pretty vocal last time I checked, and they know what they need and want. And so, you know, they can go to their community board, talk to the borough board, all those things, and tell those people what they want and what they want to see done. And there's no reason to have that top-down approach that we have currently. It's just, it doesn't make any sense whatsoever.
And also, I mean, it just, like, I don't know the last time I've ever spoke with Marty Markowitz when he was Brooklyn Borough President. I don't remember ever having to go to a Brooklyn Borough President for if I needed something. I mean, is
no, and you know, I've been out on the street talking to people, and you know, 7 times out of 10, people are like, well, what does the borough president do? Or they'll be like, well, I don't even know who the current borough president is. Yeah. So like, I guess I'll vote for you.
well, that's good.
So it's one of those things that it's absolutely, it's a ridiculous position. And just, you know, it's just essentially, it becomes just a waiting zone. You know, it's a loading zone for people who are going on to the next level.
Yeah, I mean,
it's absolutely ridiculous. There's no reason for that nonsense.
It's almost as ridiculous as a city comptroller. All you freaking need is a goddamn calculator. I'm just kidding. I'm kidding, Alex.
Yeah, well, I mean, I don't know what kind of calculators the Office of Management and Budget is using, but I don't think they're working properly. They should probably have those calculators calibrated, because they're really not doing a very good job with those calculators.
Yeah, they should get the ones made in Germany instead of the ones made in China, I guess.
Yeah, get those good German calculators. Are there German calculators? I don't even know.
I'm just going with the German timepiece makers thing, and apparently they're high.
Well, we want Swiss watches, German cars, and Texas Instruments used to be made in the U.S. Is it still?
I don't even know. I seriously doubt it because, I mean, it's cheaper to make everything in China since all the materials are close by over there.
Yeah, the Texas Instruments, their corporate headquarters is probably in the U.S. and then they outsource all their production and everything, probably just like Apple and anything else.
Mm-hmm. So
assembled in the U.S.
Yeah,
bullshit.
So how would you be able to get that buy to, like, because you are you, well, I mean, how can you, what is my question? How to abolish the position, and how would you be able to abolish that, the borough president position from every borough?
Right. So one of the things that the borough president can recommend is a bill to city council. You know, they can bring city council bills that they want to see passed. Mm-hmm. And so that's what I would do. I would walk in on day one of my borough presidency, mm-hmm. and drop off a bill to city council to say, hey, look, this is what I want to see done. This is what I want to see on the ballot for the people to vote on, because it is an elected position and the people have to vote to get rid of an elected position. Mm-hmm. So, you know, city council can't just get rid of it. I can't get rid of it. There's no way to do that. I would obviously run a much leaner ship than she is. You know, she runs out of two offices. It's absolutely ridiculous.
Well,
I can't even begin to discuss how much waste is involved in this. And you see pictures of the inside of this office. It's huge. I mean, I don't even want to discuss what the actual rent on this spot would be. But it's ridiculous.
Get one of those. Rent out one of those like shared workspaces at like WeWork and you know.
Yeah, we could go to WeWork or whatever other.
They give free coffee. They got free coffee.
What's the company?
Yeah, they got free coffee and sodas over there.
Yeah,
that'll save.
Yeah, there's lots of options. There's lots of opportunities, and they. So she, you know, she opened a second office for the presidency, so she could have a storefront, if you will, so that she has constituents coming in. But, well, why not just make that your only office?
Yeah.
Like, why do you spend time at one and another? There's no reason for that. Then we're paying for your gas to get up to the other one. It's ridiculous.
Yeah. Like, who you think you are, Sheldon Silver?
That's basically.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No one else is going to get that reference. just, like, huh?
Google. I think some people know who Shelly is. Good old Shelly Silver.
Yeah.
Only a lot corrupt. It's okay.
Yeah, yeah. So, I mean, would this? Do you think that abolishing the borough presidencies would that save us like taxpayer money? Like, would I be able to take home more money from my paycheck?
No, the odds of getting that through city council and put on the ballot is slim to none. That's the first problem. The second problem is that it would come down to probably $1.50 to $2 per person.
Hey, that's like
taxpayer dollars on average.
That's fine.
The reality is we could shift that money over to programs that are already underfunded or, you know, are causing, you know, money to be pulled from one place to another rather than actually being used like it should be.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, some of the examples that I could give is, you know, we've now purchased all these new air conditioning units that are going to be put into schools in the next couple of years. And, you know, we can pay for the electric bills that we're going to be running up with those air conditioning units. I'm not saying that these kids shouldn't have air conditioning. It's rough, you know, into the school year.
I mean, look, I'm a child of the 90s. When I was in school, there was no type of air conditioning, and we just had to suffer. Yeah. We just had to suffer through it. If it was good enough for me, like, you know, these kids just like, let them freaking sweat. Why are people so afraid of fucking sweating? Like, have a good.
Well, I mean, you know, you can't have Upper West Side kids with their Upper West Side mommies not, you know, being covered. It's that simple. You know, it's not going to work. I mean, there's always the option of, you know, the Upper West Side people paying for the air conditioning in their own schools, which is actually what happens in a lot of the more affluent areas. You do end up with a lot of people paying for it. So a lot of the problem was in the less affluent areas of New York City in general, and including Manhattan. And so, you know, it is a thing that it's ridiculous that any school facility that's city run, why don't they have air conditioning? It's baffling to me. Like, they waste so much money on other nonsense, and we can't get air conditioning in there.
Yeah, I mean, growing up, the only room in a school that had the air conditioning was the teacher's lounge and maybe the principal.
It was a joy. Look, a little sweat never hurt anybody.
It was a joy to like past it and get a hit of cold air. Like, hey, stop standing by our door and steaming our head. Get out of it. Go back to class.
Yeah. No, I mean, it's tough. I mean, it's one of those things that they waste so much money in our school system that, you know, this should have been done a long time ago, and probably a lot of other things.
You want to save some money? Get rid of the damn teachers union and get rid of that stupid rubber room where we're still paying these child molesting ass teachers to just
absolutely
and sit and wait.
Absolutely.
Like,
yeah, no, there's no reason for having people, you know, being paid to literally not teach. That's ridiculous. There's no reason for that. We shouldn't be paying any kind of pension for these people who do those things. There shouldn't be anything like that. So that's a big issue, definitely. But, you know, like I said, you know, the borough president has zero power over anything. So It really makes talking about policy pretty hilariously useless.
Well, yeah, I mean, why does, like, nowhere have I ever seen any other state or city have a borough president. It's usually just city council, mayor, you know, perhaps the Jimmy McMillan screaming about the fucking rent.
So, historically, this position had actual use. It actually made land use decisions. It made zoning decisions. It didn't have recommendation power. It had actual power. They did a lot of surveying and a whole lot of other things that needed to be done in the city as the city was growing. Obviously, the city does more contracting on a lot of years than it does growing sometimes, especially in certain areas over others. Mm-hmm. But, you know, you don't need the position anymore. And pretty much all of its power was taken away by 1993 the courts decided that we couldn't have our city government, and we had to restructure our city government. So why if
it's useless and it is not even allowed to do the job that it was originally meant to do, why is it? How come it's taking this long for anyone to bring up? Hey, let's get rid of this position. This is a useless position.
Well, you know, when you have a city council that is, you know, 90%
stupid
of one party,
yeah,
you end up with an inability to have any change whatsoever that is going to make it so that they lose a position. So essentially, their assumption is they're going to get 4 out of 5 borough president spots in this city for the Democrats. So why would a Democratic city council get rid of that position? It's just another opportunity for their politicians get more press, to get more visibility, so that they can move up the ladder that much quicker. And it really, really does use that end. I mean, Scott Stringer was the last Manhattan borough president before our current one, and he's now the comptroller. I mean, he has zero business being our comptroller. He has zero financial background. He has absolutely no ability to do anything correctly. He's just a stooge for the Democratic Party. Mm. That's 100% what he is, and that's what we end up with, because we just end up with this perennial machine that just keeps on pushing people up through the ranks, and this is one of those ranks that they love to have.
So, okay, with the let's say you get in.
Yep.
Which I'm voting for you, so it better happen, or if not, I'm coming for you.
Thank you.
That's a threat. No. So
I'll be watching my back.
Yeah, you better win. I don't care if you got a freaking Tanya Harding, that bitch. No, I'm just kidding.
I got a baseball bat in my back pocket. Yeah, it's okay.
Yeah, back in the knee. Remember, and she's an old lady. It'll take a long time to heal. No. But okay, you get it done, you get it passed, and now you got $20 million. Where you're not gonna have a say in how it's spent, but where, as a libertarian, where would it best be used?
Well, I of course would love to see it back in the taxpayers' pockets.
Right.
That would be my ideal world. Mm. But I do understand that is not where it's gonna end up. So there are options. I mean, the city does have a rainy day fund. We could just funnel that right into the rainy day fund. But the odds are, you know, the city council is just going to earmark it for one of their pet projects. And, you know, whoever's the most powerful and has the coolest pet project at the time is going to get that money. And in the end, you know, after the first go around of it, it's just going to be money that the city spends on some nonsense. It won't be specifically earmarked for anything. It'll just the money in the budget isn't being wasted, luckily. I mean, we're not going to directly waste it right off the bat. We're going to waste it in other ways, but we're not going to be directly wasting it immediately on the borough presidency.
All right, so, but ideally, okay, let's say you do have a say where this money goes.
Yeah.
Like, okay, it's unlikely it's going to come back to my pocket, like my $1.50 that I can use for 5 hostess cakes.
And that $1.50 is on average, right? I mean, the taxpayer base is, you know, not exactly even. So you and I probably would get, you know, a tenth of a cent back out of it, and, you know, other people who live near me would get, you know, $15 back. But
where would you like to see, like, since that money ain't gonna come back to my pocket or anyone else's pocket, where right. would that money, as a libertarian, be best spent?
I mean, I would much rather just see it sit in a rainy day fund. I would rather see it mm-hmm. not be put into anything specifically. I would rather us up our minimum in the rainy day fund by $20 million every single year, and have it go to that. The other option, if we have to have it do something, I would much rather it go... I would probably rather see it go towards, you know, education, if we can clean up some of that nonsense. You know, if the money's already going to be there, then it might as well go to doing something that's at least somewhat positive at times. And, you know, I live in a very good school district. The schools are great around me up here on the Upper West Side. So it's one of those things that you just, you know, it would be a good thing to have that money go to places that aren't necessarily as good right now and bring them up a little bit, so...
Hmm. All right.
I mean, the thing is, you know, as you get, you know, into the fact that money's still going to be taken from the people, it's still going to be taken from the taxpayers, it's like, well, where would we best spend it? And my answer tends to be education. And like I said, whether that happens to be on the electricity bills for the new air conditioning that we're putting in, so be it, but I'd rather see it, you know, on actual, you know, maybe some technology for classrooms, something of actual value for the kids to learn something with.
All right, so onto a more serious topic, and I'm getting this from your website: Yankees or Mets?
Oh, neither one.
You lost my.
I mean, if I have to go, I mean, I have to go. I go with the Yankees.
Ah, okay.
Right. If you have to. My wife is a huge Yankees fan.
Ah, God
bless. But I'm a San Francisco Giants fan. You know, they were the ones who played in Manhattan, so. You know, I root for the team that actually played in Manhattan.
Yeah, but they haven't been here since what, the 50s?
58.
So you're still you're a San Francisco Giants fan.
Yes, sir.
Ugh.
Hey, I've got the I'm I'm rooting against the Dodgers right now. I've got the game on right in front of me, watching the Astros win. It's great.
Yeah, I would rather the Astros win because it's a red state, and I don't want especially Los Angeles.
I mean, the Dodgers even wear blue. It's pretty bad.
The Los Angeles draft Dodgers. And honestly, yeah, and the Brooklyn Dodgers used to be Brooklyn. So by your logic, I should be a Dodgers fan, and I'm just like, ugh.
No, I wouldn't recommend it though, because the Dodgers fans are the absolute worst. They're just the worst. Like if the Dodgers were to win tonight, I would be fine with that. I'd be happy for the players, but the problem is the fans are so horrible. And it just be insufferable. It's just insufferable.
Yeah, those people are worse than AIDS. Worse than AIDS. So
yeah, I mean, AIDS doesn't kill as many people now, I think, as Dodgers fans do. I think we've got AIDS under control. The Dodgers fans are not controllable.
Yeah, I mean, not even a condom could stop them.
Pretty much.
No amount of birth could. Like, in fact, I mean, honestly, Dodgers fans are the reason why I believe our government should pay for birth control.
Yeah, it's probably true.
Like,
they should really, just in the southern half of California, should have all the birth control for free.
Yeah,
let's just let them all have it.
Put some saltpeter
crap around.
Put some saltpeter in the water.
Yeah, exactly.
Just
lower that sperm count. Let's get it done.
Like, just like down to like nil. Like,
I think LA actually has saltpeter in the water still. It's the worst water in the country. LA is really, really bad. I don't know how they're still reproducing there, or how they even live.
I don't know. I don't know. The people on welfare, they sure know how to make children somehow.
Get out of here. There's another home run. That's what I'm talking about. No, this has been an amazing series, though. You know, I hate the Dodgers, but, man, this has legitimately been one of the best World Series I've ever seen. Wow, what an amazing, amazing first six games. I mean, hopefully this seventh game is a blowout for Houston, but, but man, the first six were so good.
Yeah, it's top of the second, and it's already 5-0.
Yeah, 5-0 Houston. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Darvish is garbage. I mean, you know, their pitchers are just total chokes in the postseason. They're just complete pieces of junk. I can't understand anybody ever wanting to wear that blue and white nonsense.
And this is proof that the borough presidency is total bullshit, because now we've just ran out of everything to talk about. And now we're talking about baseball.
Legitimately, there's zero to talk about when it comes to borough presidency besides getting rid of it and you know, saving the city some money, putting that, you know, money either to use somewhere where it's useful, or just putting it in the rainy day fund and making it so that, you know, if something catastrophic happens to the city, we can, you know, we have that $20 million more dollars to recover with.
All right. I really don't know what else to ask you.
Well, that's because the borough presidency is a lame position. Completely lame duck position, and it just needs to go away. But well, I mean, you know, we could talk about the horrible nonsense that happened yesterday. Here in Manhattan.
I'm in the Lower East Side. So I mean,
you weren't that far away.
Yeah. So I mean, and I usually ride that bike path a lot when I and I like to start downtown and work my way up. So. If I didn't have a job to go to yesterday, I probably would be dead.
Right.
Nah, slow down. I probably would have seen some shit. Goodness. I mean,
absolutely.
De Blasio,
it's scary.
And De Blasio, I don't know. I just, what do you think of Bill De Blasio? What do you think of his job as a libertarian?
I mean, he's horrible. I mean, this is a guy who legitimately said that he wants basically everything to be controlled by his office. He wants, you know, where you live, how much you pay, where your kids go to school, you know, what you eat, everything to be controlled by him. And, you know, anybody who, you know, jumps on board with that kind of, even just talk, even if it's just rhetoric, even anybody who jumps on board with that is a scary individual, because when you think that, you know, people can't decide for themselves, but another person should be deciding for them. You're a little bit broken. I mean, that's the logic really fails on so many levels. You know, these people can't be trusted. We need to trust this other person. You know, this isn't, he's not some kind of, you know, God. He doesn't have special knowledge. He doesn't have special skills. He really, truly does not. He's just a career politician. Yeah. He has zero special skills. In fact, you know, he's like Big Bird. He should be able to dunk, but I'm sure he can't. He probably never could. You know, it's just, he's terrible on all levels. If you're that tall and you can't dunk, you just need to, you should probably just curl up and do a ball and die.
And I think his wife is cucking him with another woman.
I mean, is that true? I'm gonna quote you on that.
Yeah, no, because from what I heard, his wife was a lesbian in college. But you know, you don't change once.
I mean, sexual preferences can be fluid. I tend to think that. I don't know about. But you know, we can talk about gender all day long. But I think preference. You can you know, love people and be fine with you know one thing one day and one thing the next. You know, I don't necessarily have a problem with that or think that that's outside the realm of.
I don't know about that. When I had my first taste of a gene, I never turned back. So,
well, I had, before I even had that taste, I knew I was never going another direction.
Yeah, yeah.
But I don't know why it took you so long.
Oh. Easy. You know what? Maybe I'm fucking gonna vote for that old bitch now. Watch. You just fuck New York now.
I mean, I don't know. You know, I didn't need to have a taste before I knew. I mean, that was pretty easy.
Look,
there's a dude over there. Okay, whatever. Fine. Oh, there's a girl there. Yeah. Okay.
All right.
It was pretty simple. You know, like 4 years old.
Oh, okay.
I mean, so maybe you had a phase where you might have gone the other way, and if you'd had a taste of some penis before you had the vagine, you would have been gone the other direction.
Now you're gonna be calling it a vagine for the rest of your life. Watch, I just cursed you.
Oh, I love that word. That's a great one,
honey. Do we have any vagine? Did you guys pick up some vagine from West Side Market?
That's the Moroccan stuff, right?
The Moroccan, yeah.
The vagine.
I thought it was more Italian. Get some, but don't get it with the mozzarella. You know, that's not mozzarella.
No, it's Moroccan. You get a vagine and you cook some cauliflower in it.
Oh, okay. Wow. Like, honestly, if there's any proof that the I have that effect on everyone. Like, if it's any proof that the borough presidency is just useless. Like, honestly, I really think that city council is just useless because all it seems they do is, like, I don't even know what city council is supposed to do.
Well, the biggest issue is that we're essentially a one-party city. That's one of our biggest problems is we don't have multiple voices. And one of the biggest things that we need to change in the city is our city positions should not be, they shouldn't be partisan. There should be no label next to a person who's running for office. Everybody should have the same rules to get on the ballot, and everybody should just be on level playing field, and it should be about actual issues. It should be about what the person actually wants to do for you. And I think we'd see a lot of actual change if we did that, rather than having an idiotic, partisan election surrounding our local offices. There's legitimately zero reason for a local office to be partisan. Mm-hmm. This is an at-home issue. This is your backyard. What do you want done in your backyard? You shouldn't be judging that based on a D or an R or an L or an R, F, or whatever it is next to the person's name. Mm-hmm. You shouldn't be judging it based on those things. You need to be judging it based on what they're actually going to do. Mm-hmm. And when you allow people to just sit back and rest on the fact that they're a D, then, you know, you end up with nonsense. And you know, part of that is our fault as voters, and part of that is the system's fault, and they keep it that way so that it stays that way.
Yeah, I'm of the mind that maybe, like, yeah, we need a change, and it's going to be rough for people, but I think it's time to rip off the Band-Aid if we're going to, like, rip off the Band-Aid and scratch off the scab, so if we're going to actually heal the wound.
I mean, you know, there's a level to which we can affect change without really exposing wounds, right? So well, I mean, our city government is kind of a wound anyway. But so the plan with the borough presidency essentially is a plan that is you know, it's a step in the right direction. It's a way to get people to see that, you know, we're doing some things the right way. We're trying to do things that aren't going to affect your day-to-day life, but that actually make the government work better for you on a local level. So, you know, it's the idea of gaining people's trust, because we deserve their trust, not because we're working the system in order to gain their trust. We're not, you know, I'm not out there being disingenuous. I legitimately want the government to be more efficient, smaller, and easier to access. And those are the things that we can do by getting rid of the borough presidency. So it's one of those things that we don't have to, as much as, you know, sure, I mean, from a philosophical level, I would love to rip off the bandit. I'd love to, you know, remove the whole arm. But it's one of those things that, there is a way to go about it that, you know, we can take steps in the right direction in a way that gets people on our side, rather than, you know, just ending up being, you know, a 2-year experiment that blows up in our faces.
All right. So, goodness, I'm out of things to talk about.
we can keep talking about Vagine. That's fine.
Vagine. Well, I mean, now, well, I can't really talk about Vagine because, I mean, hence the name of the show is Crotch Shot Radio, and people already think, oh, you need to talk about pussy. No.
Well, I mean, it's Crotch Shot Radio. I mean, you either have to talk about junk or you have to talk about vagina.
It means I'm kicking the issues in the nuts.
Yeah,
it's a frontal attack on someone bigger than you.
Yes, it is.
Yes,
someone like bigger, stronger, and faster.
Bigger, stronger, faster, but they, you know, it's like you go for the weak spot.
Yeah, you don't always protect your nuts. I mean, you don't walk around with a cup on or holding your hand over your balls. You know?
I mean, you might. I do.
I haven't seen you walk around. You might.
Yeah, I do. You know, because, especially when I wear my Make America Great Again hat. I like to.
You wear your MAGA hat and you just grab your balls all day long.
Yeah, I make sure they're guarded because especially white women, they feel some type of way.
Do you only button the top button on your shirt when you do that?
No, I wear a Hillary for prison shirt to go to do that.
Okay. So, you walk around, you know, holding your junk. You could probably start to look a little cholo.
Well, no, I wear a cup.
It could happen.
I wear a cup. I used to play baseball. Get out of here.
Okay, you got your cup. Yeah.
I was the fat kid in shortstop. Why they did
what?
That?
There's no fat kid. That's not allowed.
What? They did it to me.
There's a weight limit for shortstop.
No, they were like, put him in shortstop. He'll lose weight.
Was their scale broken? What happened there?
No. They just wanted to be ass. My father wanted to be an asshole.
Did your dad coach your team?
No. He just
like
told
you play shortstop.
You play shortstop, and it's like, oh, just use your body to knock the ball down. It only stings for a couple seconds, and if you miss one ball, if one ball gets past you, no pizza, even if we win.
Nice. Okay. See, I'm the asshole who played designated hitter his senior year in high school.
Oh.
I'm that asshole.
Yeah. That really.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I can't throw to save my life. I don't know if there's something wrong with my shoulder, like legitimately, or if it's just my brain that's broken. So I don't know which one it is.
Yeah. No. My father.
My brain.
My father wanted me to be a pitcher, so like when he found out I had no aim, he's like, well, I guess I have a daughter.
You had a good upbringing, man. That's good.
Yeah.
You had a good, you know, you had a good solid foundation there.
My father was the type where, you know, kids were bullying me, and he's like, look, you're not coming back inside this house until one of them kids is either dead or going to the hospital. At the very least, a broken nose. I'm not.
My dad was not as tough love as that, that's for sure. But you know, I mean, when I needed it, I got it. So I'm not going to do that with my kid, though. My kid's going to grow up to be a complete pussy because of me.
All right. No, I'm going to do how my dad did for me. If I have a son or daughter, when they turn 9, they're going to get their first knife.
Nice.
Yep. And hopefully, there's no metal detectors in the schools. So,
right. Yeah. Well, There definitely will be. I mean, it won't even be metal detectors by then. It'll probably be like some kind of scanner that totally scans their full body.
Ah, oh, that's nice. Great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They'll just have Doppler everywhere. Mm. It'll be super classy.
Yay, 1984.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah. So anyways, let's end it here. Everyone, if you want to check them out, go to VoteWaddell, that's WELL.com. Check them out, or vote Waddell on the Twitter. The links will be in the links are in the description right now, so definitely check them out. Donate, and if you're in the New York City area, you know anyone in the New York City area that lives in Manhattan, vote early, vote often, like Vermin Supreme would say.
Absolutely.
So
the more the merrier.
So, Brian, thanks for coming on, and you're welcome.
Hey, thanks for having me on, man. Really appreciate it.
You're welcome to come on anytime, and you better win, or I'm going to be...
I'm working on it.
I'm
doing my best.
Or I'm going to be standing...
However crappy my best is, I'm doing it.
Yeah, or I'm going to stand in front of your house and just, like, stare at you and just...
I'm pretty easy to find, so, you know, I won't say my address over this, but if I do, you'll be able to find me pretty easy.
Oh, don't say that. Now you're going to have 4chan on your ass. Oh, God, don't do that. Why would you just ask for a doxing?
Bring it.
Like, I'm just...
Bring it.
You're just asking for... I just want to get doxed today. I have nothing better to do. I just need some extra stress
Bring
in
it.
My life.
It's just some crappy credit. I'm not worried.
So it's only 500.
Just like everyone else.
It's only 504 points. What the fuck?
Whatever.
I bet someone else...
320 is normal, right? It's fine.
Wow. And you live in the Upper West Side with that?
Yes, sir.
How the fuck, then?
I don't think I actually have a 320 credit score.
How the fuck? You know what? White privilege is real. White privilege is real.
Is that even possible, then?
I don't know.
Yeah, absolutely, white privilege is real. You wouldn't be allowed up here. I mean,
yeah.
I mean, you could probably work in my building, but you wouldn't be allowed.
I would have to put on a Mexican accent. I can't walk around. So, like, hello, Mr. Brian. Hello.
No, I think two of my doormen are Puerto Rican.
Do they have thick...
I think you'd be fine.
Do they have thick Puerto Rican accents, or are they New York City accents?
No, they're really Puerto Rican. They have a real Puerto Rican accent.
Yeah, that's probably the only way. Me, I come with my Brooklyn accent. Like, how you doing? No.
There's some white people who work in this building, too. It's weird.
Again, that's just white privilege. I mean, they could probably be seen. They could probably be seen.
Do anything we want. Yeah, it's that simple. Yeah. We can do anything we want.
Yeah,
no, easy.
You just walk in with no freaking CEO experience right off the street, dressed like a bum, and already you got a 2 weeks vacation. It's like
pretty much.
Yeah, it's that simple. I mean,
that's basically how it works.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's.
Oh, look, it's the blonde kid. Let's give him whatever he wants.
Yeah. Exactly. Look at that Hitler Hitler Youth right there. Let's
get him the keys to the castle, man. That was easy.
Yeah, like I don't. He's not even. What, he already has a job? Fuck it. Just like, give him another job.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. No, that Puerto Ricans actually get to multiple jobs. The white people only need one.
Yeah, I know. I know. I do. I gotta work two jobs.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because I'm not getting no damn government assistance.
No,
I gotta pay.
No, and man, Puerto Rico, man, our government has done a number on them. I'll tell you what.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, it's a combination of our government and the Puerto Rican, the corrupt Puerto Rican government. It's a one-two punch.
The problem is, you know, as a protectorate, they don't have the same protections as any state in the union. Mm-hmm. They're not able to declare bankruptcy, go to bankruptcy court like any other state in this country would.
Mm-hmm.
So we're really hamstringing them, and Congress can fix that in 2 minutes. It's absolutely ridiculous. It's wrong, frankly, that you know, as much as I may not agree at times with certain aspects of bankruptcy law, the idea that this is a complete lack of equal protection, which is enshrined in the Constitution, is just disgusting to me.
Yeah. I mean,
those are American citizens. They should have the same protections as anybody else.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, that's a given, but I mean, like, I don't even know. And it's just, there has to be, you know, I don't even know how to fix it. It's like, I wouldn't even know where to start. I mean, it's,
Well, I mean, that, you know, that's part of the problem. But we, you know, if we at least put Puerto Rico on a level playing field with every other, with every state in this country, then, you know, we'd be, they would be much better off, or at least have the opportunity to be better off. We'll see what their government would do with it, but,
yeah,
you know, at least we'd be, you know, giving them the same opportunities that any other state would have.
Right.
So, it's really, you know, and obviously this hurricane's just been brutal for them, and you know, I mean, it happened in Houston too, but we have, you know, there's better infrastructure in Texas and in Houston to figure it out afterwards. So, you know, as much as they need help and anybody who goes through that, just like, you know, this area did years ago, 5 years ago, I guess, you know, it's just worse down there. Just worse.
So anyways, Brian, again, like, thank you for coming on. You could come on anytime you want. Just ask and it shall
awesome,
be
man.
Done. Oh, shall be done. So,
cool.
Yeah.
Like awesome, to thank, man. Everyone. Thank you so much.
No problem. I would like to thank everyone for listening. This has been the Crotch Out Radio Show. And as always, from my house to your house, mahalo.
Goodbye, show. Donk.
Help the Crotch Out Radio Show grow and thrive by doing something you already do. Shop on Amazon. Amazon always has great deals for whatever you are looking for. From survivalists and riot gear to Beanie Babies. Next time you're going to shop at Amazon, use my link. The prices stay the same, but I get credit for the sale. Just go to tinyurl.com/LouisB and just shop normally, knowing that you're helping support the Crotch Out Radio Show. That's tinyurl.com/LouisB.